This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. President Trump is back from his first overseas trip and has promised a decision this week about whether or not the United States will stick to the Paris climate deal, whether or not the U.S. will work with other countries to cut greenhouse gas emissions. At the end of the G7 summit, over the weekend, the other members issued a statement reaffirming their, quote, strong commitment to swiftly implement the Paris Agreement. Marketplace's Andy Euler takes a look at what it'll mean if the U.S. decides to pull out. For diplomacy and for business.
The thing about Paris is that the deal isn't a treaty under U.S. law and didn't have to get approval from the Senate. Sue Benyes was lead State Department lawyer under President Obama and a key architect of the accord.
This one we deemed to be clearly within the realm of something that could be done as an executive agreement.
Which means President Trump can just take us out. But under the rules of the agreement, a country must stay put for at least the first 3 years, which would take us to 2019. She says the message could be damaging, though.
Even though the United States would continue to technically be a party for the next 3.5 years before the withdrawal takes effect, I think our influence would definitely decrease because countries would know we were not seriously staying engaged.
Trump used a report from the Heritage Foundation in a speech last month that says if we stay in the agreement, U.S. GDP could shrink by $2.5 trillion over a 10-year period. But many big names in corporate American culture, like Exxon and Apple, have said they think the U.S. should stay in. Elliot Derringer is with the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions. He says what these businesses like about the Paris deal is that it gives them certainty and sets broad goals for reducing carbon emissions.
It doesn't specify you need to improve vehicle efficiency, you need to stop burning coal. It sets the long-term goals, which require very significant global reductions in emissions over time, and says the country is okay, tell us how you're going to meet that.
He says even though President Obama established the goal of reducing U.S. emissions by a quarter by 2025, if we pull out, it's unlikely the Trump administration will attempt to meet it. But if a new administration comes into office in 2020, the U.S. could immediately rejoin the accord. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.